The National Book Award winners were announced last night. It's been described as the Oscars of the literary world. The envelope, please. The award for fiction goes to Dennis Johnson, Tree of Smoke. That is a 600-page... Oh, there's the applause. Yes. The crowd's going wild for Dennis Johnson. That's a 600-page work about the horrors of Vietnam. Here's a passage about a young soldier. This is from the audiobook.
Now it was late in the morning, and Seaman Apprentice William Houston Jr. began feeling sober again as he stalked the jungle of Grande Island carrying a borrowed .22-caliber rifle. There were supposed to be some wild boars roaming this island military resort, which was all he had seen so far of the Philippines.
The odds makers called it about Johnson's book. 60% of the readers of Publishers Weekly thought it would get the big prize. The editor-in-chief of Publishers Weekly, Sarah Nelson, joins us in the studio. So you were at the awards last night, yes?
I was, yeah.
Mr. Johnson was not, however.
He was not. Apparently he's in Iraq, and his wife accepted the award for him. It was kind of sweet, actually, because she read a letter that he had sent that was sealed, which she clearly hadn't read before, and it said, you know, I think it said just in case or in case you need it or something. And so she read the letter, and then there was a part, of course, where he was thanking her. And, you know, it was very sweet. The win was not a particular surprise. I mean, our readers called it. I think, you know, we all, people in the business pretty much expected it. But, you know, there are always upsets.
So, what was it about this book that you made you think this would be the winner?
Well, I mean, the reviews have been spectacular, and it's about a big subject. It's about a whole era in American history. It's a smart, muscular, male novel. I mean, it's the kind of thing that wins prizes.
In terms of the event, when they announced the fiction award, mm-hmm. is that sort of the big award of the night, the way that the Best Picture is in the Oscars? I know I keep using that as sort of a reference point.
Right. Well, it's the last award that they give. I don't know that it's always been that way, but in the last couple of years, I think they recognize that people – that's the thing that people get very excited about. And so, you know, they save it for last so that they make sure everybody will stay for it.
Now, something like this, not to be crass, will this translate into sales for Mr. Johnson's book?
Well, I think it will translate into sales. I mean, it's a big question exactly how much awards really do in terms of sales. Some awards seem to have bigger impact on sales than others. The Booker Prize, which is a British prize, the Pulitzer generally seems to make a bigger impact sales-wise than the National Book Award, which is more of a prize of esteem. Hmm. But, I mean, it certainly will increase the sales of his book. It's a wonderful book. It's a difficult book. I mean, it's not something that, you know, everybody's going to go out and buy, and it's very long.
Another big winner, the nonfiction prize, went to Tim Weiner, Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA. Let's listen to a clip.
The annals of the Central Intelligence Agency are filled with folly and misfortune, along with acts of bravery and cunning. They are replete with fleeting successes and long-lasting failures abroad.
Now, are political books often the winners in this category in nonfiction?
You know, I'm trying to remember the last time an obviously political book won. Generally not, because usually they're very – I mean, a political book, if it's a portrait of a candidate or something like that, it doesn't have the timelessness mm-hmm. that or cover a large subject or a large era the way I think most of the judges like a National Book Award to do. So, I mean, this is – you know, this is about the CIA. I mean, it's not about a candidate for mm-hmm. president. So this makes sense that this would win, though I think it was – a little bit, maybe, of a surprise.
The Christopher Hitchens book that there was so much press about
right,
his book.
Right.
That was sort of considered one of the favorites, according to your readers of Publishers
right,
Weekly.
Right. Yeah. I think we expected Christopher Hitchens to win the nonfiction award.
Does controversy help or hurt when you're talking about
Yeah, you
could have
just
awards?
Filled that book, God Is Not Great. It should just be the yellow pages
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, right. It could be the phone book. It's just
you're
the title.
Sell, like,
right.
Right. Millions.
Well, I mean, the book was extremely well reviewed. I mean, even people who didn't approve of it philosophically. I mean, he's a wonderful writer. Mm-hmm. It was very funny and lively and smart. So, the National Book Awards is not. I don't think it would be scared off by the politics of that book.
Okay,
is one way to put it. So.
One of the categories that hasn't gotten nearly as much press in the past, but maybe perhaps the winner this year will do it for us, do it for this category, the Young People's Literature right. winner. Tell people who won.
That was really a sweet thing. Sherman Alexie, who has written a number of books for adults about he's Native American and grew up on a reservation, and he's well known for writing about that. And this was his young adult book, and he gave a really emotional speech. First of all, he thanked everybody from the librarian in the reservation library where he grew up and read every book. And I think he said, I took every book off the shelf there. But there weren't that many books because it was a small library on a reservation. And he thanked his publishers for his adult books who were different from these people. I mean, and by the end, he really did look like he was going to cry.
The name of the book is The Absolute True Diary of a Part-Time Indian from Sherman Alexie.
From our vantage point, we could see for miles. We could see from one end of our reservation to the other. We could see our entire world. And our entire world, at that moment, was green and golden and perfect.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was interesting is Fresh Air host Terry Gross, mm-hmm. familiar to all NPR listeners, she was accepted an award for outstanding service to the American literary community. How is the health of publishing right now? I mean, does it make a big difference for an artist to be on, a writer to be on an NPR or a CBS Sunday Morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes and yes. I mean, some shows are more helpful than others. NPR is really honest.
Do they need the help at this point?
Not just because I'm sitting here. No. Yeah, well, I mean, I think, we publish a couple of 100,000 books in this country. So, right. If anybody, everybody needs help. Yes.
Sarah Nelson is the editor-in-chief of Publishers Weekly and a sport, because I know you were at this event last night. Mm-hmm. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, cool. Thanks, Sarah, for coming by.
Thank you.